This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Carrie Goldberg, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. With just 5 weeks to go before Election Day, Republican senatorial candidate Gabriel Gomez brought in some high-powered Republican help from Washington.
Arizona Senator and former presidential candidate John McCain was in town today, campaigning with Gomez at a rally in Dorchester.
My friends, I don't come from Washington to support this good and decent American. I come from the men and women who are serving this nation. I come for those who care about our nation's security. I come because I believe that the future of this nation depends on people who understand the threats to this nation.
Reporter David Scharfenberg of WBUR.org was there, and he joins us now. And David, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So John McCain, no stranger to the campaign trail, you were at the Gomez rally in Dorchester this morning. Give us a sense what was going on there, what the energy was like.
Well, it was a little different than we might be accustomed to on the Massachusetts campaign trail. You had some country music playing, some Navy veterans there, a bit starstruck with John McCain. A small crowd, but definitely an enthusiastic one.
Now, McCain was there, of course, to stump for Gomez. And, of course, Gomez, among other things, was there to go after the voting record of his opponent, Congressman Ed Markey. What did he have to say?
Well, he used John McCain's appearance here to really launch his first sustained attack on Ed Markey in the area of national security. He hit him for what he called flip-flopping on the Patriot Act, first voting for it and then voting against the reauthorization of the Patriot Act 10 years later. He hit him for voting against the creation of the Homeland Security Department. And most of all, he hit him for voting against a pair of resolutions honoring the victims of the 9/11 attacks.
All right. So, in fact, Markey did make those votes. What does the Markey campaign say about this? What's their response?
Well, the Markey campaign says, look, the congressman voted for several other resolutions honoring the victims of 9/11. These two specific resolutions, they say, were larded up with Republican talking points, lauding an immigration bill that Ed Markey objected to, talking about the Patriot Act, which Ed Markey had some reservations about despite his earlier vote for it. And they said, look, these are really political maneuvers. And when it counted, he was there for the victims of 9/11.
Well, let's talk more about the McCain factor and how it factors in the Gomez race, because at its core, this race really comes down to a first-time politician positioning himself against one of the most senior members of Congress, Ed Markey. But with an endorsement from a GOP powerhouse like John McCain, I don't know, is Gomez compromising that Washington outsider image that he's trying to cultivate? What do you think?
I think Gabriel Gomez is still counting on voters to see John McCain as sort of the maverick, the moderate here, the embodiment of the notion that a Republican senator can break from a national GOP that's pretty unpopular here in Massachusetts. John McCain talked about Senator Lindsey Graham perhaps coming in to back Gabriel Gomez a bit later. Graham himself has become a bit of a pariah for real true believers on the Republican side. So clearly looking to get a little of that McCain mojo rubbing off on Gomez here.
Now, it's interesting to note, however, that in 2008, when John McCain was the GOP presidential nominee, he didn't do that well in Massachusetts, lost the state by something like 25 points.
He did. I think Gomez, nonetheless, sees McCain perhaps providing some appeal to those independent kind of centrist voters who he really needs to attract in big numbers if he's to pull off the upset of Ed Markey.
Now, of course, Ed Markey, one of his greatest assets, or should be, his 36 years of experience on the Hill. But the Gomez campaign is really trying to turn that on its head, right?
Yes, indeed. Gabriel Gomez, in his speech accepting the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate seat here, took pains to point out that when Ed Markey was first elected, he was still playing Little League Baseball and the rock band Boston had just put out its first album. And he's continued that drumbeat ever since. And really looking to turn that against Ed Markey, say, look, this is a tired Washington politician. I'm something fresh. I'm something different.
So, David, let's look forward just a few days. Both camps finally agreed to their first debate. It's going to be June 5th. What are you looking forward to hearing when these two guys finally sit down and hash out their differences?
I think Gomez is certainly going to keep up that message that Ed Markey time has come and gone, that he's old-fashioned, that he's not the forward-looking type we need here in the Senate. And Markey is going to continue his attempt to really paint Gomez as part and parcel of a national Republican Party that's too extreme for Massachusetts, he would say, and of course, very unpopular in Massachusetts.
That's David Scharfenberg. He's a reporter for WBUR.org, talking about the rally for Gabriel Gomez in Dorchester today with Senator John McCain. Thanks so much, David.
Thank you.